I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. There's a lot on the line for Senator Bernie Sanders in tonight's presidential nominating contests. Sanders' camp hopes a victory in the California primary will show the country he's the best person to run against Republican Donald Trump. Meanwhile, top Sanders staffers are upset at national news outlets, which have been reporting that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has clinched the Democratic nomination. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Last night, on virtually every TV channel, came the breaking news story that Hillary Clinton had enough delegates to be the presumed Democratic candidate. This determination was made after a number of uncommitted superdelegates declared their support for Clinton, giving her a majority of elected and non-elected delegates. Jeff Weaver is Sanders' campaign manager. He says this analysis is a distortion of the truth because superdelegates have the ability to change their allegiance between now and the Democratic convention in July.
So to call the race based on a handful of superdelegates that were sort of sprung out at the last minute really is unfortunate. And it's unfortunate also for this reason, in that there are six states voting today. And, you know, this kind of reporting really serves only to suppress voter turnout in these states.
Weaver says a key part of Sanders' strategy to win the nomination is to persuade a number of superdelegates in the coming weeks that he's the strongest candidate to run against the presumed GOP nominee, Donald Trump.
Bernie Sanders has not really yet begun to make this case in an intensive way to the superdelegates themselves, that what the polling shows is that he is clearly the stronger candidate against Donald Trump in the fall.
Weaver says he expects the campaign will reassess its overall strategy in the coming days.
We will take a look at the results today in California and the other states and calculate that into how we proceed forward in terms of winning the nomination.
Middlebury College political science professor Matt Dickinson thinks the media reports declaring Clinton to be the presumed Democratic nominee could actually encourage Sanders supporters to go to the polls in California.
Got to overcome not just Clinton, but the whole Democratic Party establishment. And what better way to sort of thumb your nose at the establishment, including the media, than to turn out and vote?
Five other states are voting today, including New Jersey, Montana, New Mexico, and both South and North Dakota. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.